Hey, Chip Chat listeners. This year, we'll be broadcasting live Chip Chat episodes from IDF in San Francisco at the Moscone Center, September 13th and 14th. You can listen in at blogtalkradio.com/chipchatidf2011. Stay tuned for more details and times. Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. Now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to have John Kumi, consulting professor of Stanford University, in the studio with me. Welcome, John.
Thanks very much, Allison.
So, John, you are the only person that I know that has written a report that is known around the world by your name, the Kumi Report. You wrote this report back in 2006, 2007, talking about the energy use of data centers, and it really became a rallying cry for the industry around data center efficiency. What was the inception of writing that report and measuring the amount of energy at the time that data centers were using?
The purpose of the report was to put real data on people's intuition that the power use of data centers had been growing very rapidly. And what we found in that report was roughly a doubling of electricity use from 2000 to 2005 for data centers throughout the world and also in the U.S. So that was very rapid growth, and it was something that really did encapsulate people's intuition about what was going on.
So, John, you came out with your new report looking forward 5 years. Obviously, a lot has changed in data centers in that time frame. What did you find?
So instead of a doubling of electricity use from 2000 to 2005, and that's, again, what we expected to go to 2010, another doubling, we had, for the U.S., roughly a little more than a third increase in electricity use for data centers, and for the world, a little more than a half increase, so 56%. So substantial slowing in the growth of electricity use for data centers. Now, there's still growth because there's significantly increasing demand for IT services, but it's not growing nearly as rapidly.
So the New York Times wrote an article about this, and this is my read. They painted a picture that economic forces was primarily the driver of this decrease in energy use. Is that the case, or what was the thing that you saw that was really the change that drove a lower growth curve than expected?
Okay, so first off, I will say that this work is preliminary in the sense that it did rely on the latest IDC installed base numbers, the analysis that we have for the power trends in the actual servers there's still substantial uncertainty there. We know that the economic recession had a huge effect on installed base and on sales of servers. So that was probably the biggest effect. So I think the Times article was accurate in saying that. But there's also effects of virtualization. So you're able to increase the utilization of your equipment, use fewer servers to deliver the same service. There's improvements in the ability of servers to power down as they have lower utilization. So when they're not doing much, they don't use as much power. And then there's been improvements, of course, in the PUE. Part of that is just implementing best practices. Part of that is also a shift towards cloud computing infrastructures.
Cloud data centers get a lot of attention for being energy efficient in general. Why is that, and is that always the case?
What you have with the cloud computing infrastructure are a number of advantages over in-house facilities. One is you have economies of scale. They have enough scale so that they can have more dedicated people associated with improving efficiency and improving the cost structure. Then you have advantages in what I call diversity. And that means geographical diversity as well as temporal diversity and diversity in terms of the characteristics of users. And why does that matter for energy? Well, what happens is when you have an in-house facility, there's a relatively limited number of users. That means that the utilization of your equipment is almost certainly going to be a lot lower than if you have a large variety of different kinds of users all over the world. And that means much lower cost per computation, because more diversity means you run your equipment more of the year. Mm-hmm. So that's an important advantage. And then there's what I call a flexibility advantage. One of the insights in the cloud computing world is that to the extent that you can, you want to separate the characteristics of your physical infrastructure, all the data center infrastructure that you have, not just cooling, but also the servers. You want to separate that from the computing service that's being delivered. And you can do that by, for example, having software that simply routes around a dead server. So instead of defining reliability as keeping this server going, you define reliability at this higher level, and you say, if a server dies, our software is just going to go around it. So we've created a kind of separation between the physical and virtual worlds, and that's given us the flexibility to say we don't need two power supplies in each server, because it doesn't matter if a server dies. Having two power supplies in a server actually has an energy penalty, because each power supply has to be kept active, and it's running at a very low load level, and that means an excess power drain is simply unnecessary in the world of cloud. So that flexibility that comes from separating the physical and the virtual world turns out to have very big implications for improving the energy efficiency of these facilities.
So, John, is there a website that people can visit for your reports?
The easiest thing is to go to koomey.com, KOOMEY.com. My blog is there that will come up, and there's a blog posting that has links to the New York Times article as well as to the report itself.
Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for coming on and talking about your new report. Is this report going to be called the John Report? Or?
Well, I'm not in charge of naming the report. I called it Trends in Electricity Use of Servers from 2005 to 2010. That's what I call it. Other people can call it something else if they want.
I think you need to have some marketing consultation in there.
I don't know. We got pretty good press for this. I don't know if I need marketing consultation.
Well, thank you so much, John, for coming on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.